So yesterday we discussed verses 47 and 48. Let's do a quick recap. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحن أعلم بما يستمعون به إذ يستمعون إليك وإذ هم نجوى إذ يقول الظالمون إن تتبعون إلا رجلا مسحورا. We know very well of the motive with which they listen. When they listen to you and when they deliberate, when these unjust persons say, the person whom you follow is nothing but a man bewitched. And I explained yesterday that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying that they listen not with the intention of benefiting. They listen not with an open mind to try and understand. They listen because they want to try and make a mockery. They listen because they want to respond with something derogatory and negative. So they listen to what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has to share in terms of wahi and revelation. Then they go and they consult amongst themselves and say, right, how are we going to respond? And then they come out and say that this is rajulan mashura, a bewitched man, meaning a man on whom someone has done magic, so he's bewitched. Or, I don't want to go into all the grammar-related discussions, you know, from a technical academic perspective, but just to give you an idea, or it could mean that he is a man who performs magic with his words, waliyadu billah. I explained yesterday, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam being affected by magic, that is not being negated here, because it happened. This verse was revealed in Makkah, that happened in Medina Munawwara, but it did not affect Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's role as or his function as a Nabi. Some worldly matters, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam got a bit confused. It was for a short time, after which he was instructed to read the Mu'awwadhatain, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, and the matter was resolved. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that they come and they then say that to try and counter the Quran, that this is magic. انظر كيف ضربوا لك الأمثال فضلوا فلا يستطيعون سبيلا. See how they apply examples to you. They then wander aimlessly and are therefore unable to find the way. So one day they'll say it's magic. The other day they'll say Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a poet. Then they'll say he's a fortune teller. Then they'll say he's a madman. Allah says different titles, different days. Their objective is the same. Now moving further, the next 2-3 verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وقالوا, they say, أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا وَرُفَاتًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ خَلْقًا Jadida, what? When we become bones and powdered bits, shall we be raised, created anew? So one is they label Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as all of these things, poet, fortune teller, bewitched, etc. And Allah is saying, if you think that's astonishing, what's more astonishing is the proof that they gave. Because if you say someone is bewitched, you have to prove it. So they said, no, see, this man is saying that after life there will be death. How can there be life after death? We have seen that bodies decompose, they become white bones. And then the bones itself, you know, disintegrates into the soil. It becomes powdered bits. How can we be recreated from that? You know, once we've totally disintegrated into the soil. That's the evidence to say that they believe that what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was saying was not logical. Hence, they considered him to be not mentally sound, waliyadu billah, and they use the term mashura, that he is bewitched. So Allah tells Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to respond to them. قُلْ كُونُوا حِجَارَةً أَوْ حَدِيدًا. Say, be you stones or iron. You see, bones were still originally part of a living being, a human. But stone and iron was never living to start with. So Allah says, forget, you know, us recreating a man from bones, which was originally part of a living being. We can recreate a living thing even from stone or iron, which was never living to begin with. أو خلق مما يكبر في صدوركم. Or any other creation which in your hearts appears more difficult. Whatever it is, Allah can recreate and give it life. فسيقولون من يعيدنا. Then they will say, who will bring us back to life? قل الذي فطركم أول مرة. Say, the one who created you the first time. If Allah could create you the first time from a drop of sperm and a filthy drop of liquid, why can't he recreate you from your bones? فَسَيُنْغِدُونَ إِلَيْكَ رُؤُوسَهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَاهُ قُلْ عَسَىٰ يَكُونَ قَرِيبًا. They will shake their heads at you and ask, when will this be? Say, it may well be soon. In other words, now that you've answered them about resurrection and Allah's ability to recreate, then they'll say, oh, when is this going to happen? Well, it's going to happen at its appointed time, and everything that's appointed, كُلُّ مَا هُوَ آتٍ فَهُوَ قَرِيبٍ, everything that is yet to happen is just around the corner. We'll continue the discussion tomorrow, inshallah. It flows into the next verse, which is the last verse of this ruku, and then also the last verse of the first...